Affordable housing is a top priority for Charlotte City leaders. It takes many forms, from workforce housing for moderate-income residents to subsidized housing for those with very low incomes. And then there's transitional housing, aimed at helping people move from homelessness to permanent housing. Gracious Hands is one of a handful of low-cost temporary housing programs in the city. Founder Sandra Chisholm says it's about more than housing. She makes them save half their incomes so someday they can get housing on their own.
When they come in, they low income. My job is not to keep them at low income. I want them to get educated so they can make the money that they need to survive for them and their children.
Since opening in a small brick house in Northwest Charlotte 3 years ago, Chisholm has housed 91 women and their children. She says half have successfully moved onto their own homes. Today, we hear the story of one current resident and her big plans.
Lynn Alexis is a 25-year-old single mother from Pennsylvania. She had been training to be a nurse there before her life fell apart.
I wasn't finding my place in life, and I didn't find my purpose in life. So in March 2017, I tried to commit suicide, which was almost successful. And then once it didn't work, I realized my purpose was to be a better person for my daughter and to help people with the story that I have.
She says she needed to leave what she called a toxic family situation.
So then I got in my car one night. I packed my vehicle, whatever could fit in my vehicle, and my child, and we drove to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma didn't work out, and neither did a stay with a relative in Florida. So she packed up again, and 6 months ago landed in Charlotte, pretty much by chance. She knew nobody and was living off her savings in rented rooms. Eventually, she and daughter Iori were living out of their car. Last October, a social worker referred her to Gracious Hands and director Sandra Chisholm. Alexis says it was rocky at first, partly because she kept her defenses up. She wasn't used to getting help from others.
So that didn't work out very well. And eventually, you know, she had a real serious sit down with me. And then ever since then, I opened up to her and it's been amazing ever since then, like amazing.
Doors began to open. Chisholm pushed Alexis to start dealing with old credit problems and to finish the nursing assistant training she started. Eventually, she found a job at an adult daycare. And now she gets a good paycheck working full-time as a healthcare technician at Levine Children's Hospital. It's exactly the kind of progress Chisholm demands from her residents, whom she screens before they move in.
I make sure that they have the mindset of really being geared to want to get off of welfare, want to work, willing to save their money, willing to do credit repair, willing to do their case management, and learn basic life skills if they do not have those. Once I know that they are ready to do those things, I accept them into the program and we start working instantaneously.
Gracious Hands has space for 5 women and their children at a time. Chisholm says she turns away 5 to 10 families a day. If they aren't already working, most of the women find jobs within a couple of weeks. Chisholm pushes them hard, acting as both counselor and mother figure, says Alexis.
She is... She's like my mom, like the mom that no kid wants, that'll tell you this is what you need to do. You might want to do that, but this is what you need to do. This is what, you know, is best for you. And she's always, I mean, always looking out for me, like even when sometimes I don't want her to.
Gracious Hands is definitely more than just a place to live, says Chisholm.
I just truly, truly believe if we really put our all into accountability and responsibility on the people that are in these situations, that we'll have a better outcome.
Like other transitional housing programs, Gracious Hands limits how long women and children can stay. 1 year, as long as they're working to improve themselves. So far, nobody has stayed longer than 10 months. But not everyone makes it, says Chisholm.
You know, you can't help anyone that does not want it themselves. If I'm more invested in them than they're invested in themselves, that's the problem altogether. So I really go hard for the ones that come in here and go hard for themselves.
Women like Lynn Alexis. She's getting her life back on track and learning to budget. Her salary is enough to pay Chisholm $200 a month for housing, cover other living expenses, and pay for her daughter's preschool. And there's enough left over to save for a dream.
My goal is to buy a house within the year, the next year. You know, I have a good paying job. I'm not paying much to live here because she provides everything that I need.
And with all the life training she's getting, she'll be ready to go on her own. Chisholm's grand plan for all her residents.
I don't want them to come in and stay where they are. I want, when they leave, I want them to be a big old flower that's flourishing out there.
Gracious Hands just celebrated its 3rd birthday in February. Chisholm pays the $80,000 a year operating costs with a collection of small grants and her own savings. She dreams of one day running 10 houses like it. But first, she needs to figure out how to win larger grants to keep it all going. You can be sure that, like her residents, she's working on it every day. And as for Lynn Alexis, we're going to check in with her periodically and update you on her progress out of transitional housing. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.